Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Dennis Wasted down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we also talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tim Duffy, and also with well-known pro angler James Lindner from Lindner's Angling Edge. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting baked-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out today, we've got co-host Art Malin and we got co-host Desmond Bennett. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
And we've got Dennis in here from Hayward Bait, Dennis Wasted. And Dennis, let's first jump right into it. What's going on with the fishing you're hearing at the shop here?
Can I say good morning first?
Well, you can say morning.
All right. What's going on here?
Yeah, as far, what are you hearing on the fishing?
Well, the fishing, as far as walleyes go, I'm hearing that they're starting to make a move a little bit more to deeper water right now. I'm thinking there's probably still some in the deep weeds. Panfish has been okay. Northerns are up to their normal stealing baits. I mean, we get them in every day. And I've heard of some decent-sized ones being caught here recently. So,
how about the muskie action?
You know, it's funny. Some guys are catching them, and some guys are just saying, you know, we didn't even see one. But, you know, I got other guys that have come in and said, hey, we've caught a couple today or three today.
So, I think the muskies are getting smarter as we fish them.
They get smarter. I was talking to some guys from LCO Conservation, and they're estimating that right now in LCO there probably aren't more than 100 muskies, if 100.
In the lake, in Lake Couturier, right.
Wow.
But that's surprising.
The other thing that's interesting is that the oxygen level is down to 30 feet, which kind of surprised me a little bit. It really hasn't come up very much. So
the thermocline?
Yep, thermocline is right down at 30 feet.
How about bass fishing? What are you hearing there, Dennis?
Bass fishing has been pretty good. There are, you know, it has to do a lot with weather. But I'm no longer in the bass club, but I'm hearing, you know, what's going on. So, but the bass fishing has been pretty good.
Oh, Desmond, when was the last time you were out there bass fishing?
We were out in the rain.
The rain. So was I, guiding.
Yeah, rain, thunder, the whole works.
Yeah. Any good, though? Did anybody do any good out there?
Some fish were caught by the league. Not necessarily by me or my partner, but we had one in the boat, but it wasn't a keeper. I heard it sounded like the total weight was down a bit, but they were catching fish.
They did catch them. Well, usually there are enough guys out there, Dennis, somebody's going to catch them.
Well, yeah, right. So there's always somebody's going to catch them. But I think that it's been almost every night hasn't been what normally would be, what we would normally do on a Wednesday evening. I think the numbers are down, I think, all the way across the board.
Well, you know, when it comes to bass or any other fish, I believe Al Linder once said there's no such thing as a fish ain't biting because somebody's going to catch some someplace.
Right.
Just a matter of coming up with what you need to do to catch them.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes that can be tough in 3.5 hours.
Yeah, run out of time. That's the old bit going back to, you ever been skunked? Nah, I'd run out of time on occasion.
I've noticed one thing with perch. Perch seem to be deep, about 30 feet, 25 to 30 feet on the rocks in a gravelly area. They're feeding on something little black. It's a larva of some kind. And if you go down there with a piece of worm, a piece of crawler, about a quarter of an inch long, half an inch long, on a 64th or a 32nd down jig, and just let it down there on the bottom and just barely bring it back, you'll be amazed what you might catch.
And you mentioned earlier fish moving deeper. I'm seeing that on lakes like Chippewa Flowage too, crappies especially.
Right, yeah. So, well, it's that time of year, you know. It's actually a little surprising it hasn't happened sooner.
Exactly. My thought is right. It should have happened a month ago.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, got back to the shop here, you guys are starting to get a lot of people coming in for archery stuff already, and they're getting all geared up for fall even already, even though got all the summer fishing stuff.
Oh, yeah, got guys coming in for licenses and permits for trapping and everything else, so guys are getting ready, yeah.
Lots of stuff in here to see.
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff. So, yeah, we're well stocked.
Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on here.
All right. Well, thanks, John, Art, and yeah. Des.
Desmond. Okay. And, you know, as we wrap up the first part of this show here, you know, talk about any other things. I mean, there'll be a lot of people prepping for fall hunting out there because, you know, we're only, a few weeks away from bow season.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just around the corner. I mean, what were you and I just talking about before we started recording?
You bet. You know, that stuff, ice fishing. And I don't want to go there yet.
Oh, really? But the point that you're making is people are starting to prepare. They're checking their equipment, which you want to do. And I understand that with a lot of these bows, people are having a little bit of a problem with their drawstring. And I think it's their own problem. They just don't pay attention to what they're supposed to do.
We do maintenance on it. Anything out there, and that's something, whether it's boat motors or whether it's your vehicles, a lot of people tend to get kind of lazy when it comes to the maintenance they should be doing on them. And sometimes that's even me, even though I'm a mechanic, you know, before I was a guide. But anyway, you know, we do need to take a break right now, and I've got an interesting interview coming up talking about trolling in the summertime with Mr. Tim Duffy. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Finally, Fish and a Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Lund boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lund 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lund's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors with myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And Art, you know, trolling is something that's relatively new to a lot of lakes up here in the Hayward area in northern Wisconsin.
It's not only new to lakes, it's new to guys and gals.
Yeah, you know, and it's just another tool in the summertime when these fish get out there and suspend over the flats and they get out there eating bugs and stuff, walleyes, panfish, muskies, everything else. Sometimes trolling is one of the most logical and effective ways to go after them.
I think the interview with Tim, he'll talk about how to do it, because how to do it is really a part of the act. You really have to know what you're doing.
Well, you do, but you can also take it different levels. You can take it to a real serious level where you see some of the pro tournament walleye guys and stuff where they're using, there's an app for your phone actually that'll give you a dive charts that tell you how deep a crankbait's going to run on 10-pound test line so many feet behind the boat. Or you can kind of go out and learn what depth your lures are running and try to get your lures in the depth you want. You don't have to use planer boards and all that stuff. So there's a lot of different levels you can take it to.
That's true, but do it. Try it. Yeah. And if you don't like it, well, just go back to the other way of fishing.
I don't know if you've had a chance to do any trolling much.
I've done some trolling out there.
I actually trolled from a kayak, too, a bunch I used to.
You can certainly do that. It'd be a lot easier with one of those pedal drives, I bet.
I had one, yeah. Anyway, let's hear that interview with Tim Duffy, and we'll be back with more on your outdoors. Tim, you know, when it comes to summer fishing, and we talked about this before about trolling, but you know, an easy fix, an easy way for people to catch fish is trolling little baits like a number five shad wrap or a little Berkeley number five. And the number five seems to be kind of a catch-all bait, right?
It does. And you know, right now, when the water temps are hot, like warm, 77 degrees, 76 degrees, but in June, but any time of the year, those little shad wraps, I remember Nelson Lake, we'd be out there, we could bobber fish and do all that stuff, but we'd catch bluegills, crappies, perch, walleyes. I can remember catching bullheads on those baits. It's just something, it's the right size, like a little bluegill, which got a ton of them in our lakes, and they pound it. I like to use it as a tool even just for searching to find out where some fish are at. If you're not sure, the best way is to do that because you're fishing, but then I'm always looking at my depth finder. You can find humps, you can do a lot of stuff while you're actually still fishing. It can put you in the right spot pretty fast.
You control the depth they're running at by how much line you're putting out, pretty much?
Definitely. You know, Nelson Lake, I talk about that one a lot. Moose Lake, the Triple Floyd, you get a lot of those timber flats. And a short cast, I'm talking maybe 20 yards or so out, which isn't that far. And I want to keep that bait above the timber. And, you know, if we had to go deeper, I'd switch maybe to a fat wrap. Something that might go a little deeper. Sometimes we had to go shallower. You could get the little shad up with the little shallow running bill.
Right.
The other thing I did on those lakes with a lot of timber was I had a piece of heavy cord with three little pieces of chain on it and a snap. And if you got hung up on the logs, you just snap that, put the snap on your line and run the chain down to the lure and jiggle it. And then with the heavy cord, you could pull the bait back up again. Save you money. Because with three guys in the boat, if you're trolling one guy, they seem like the farther back, they want to keep going farther, 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 and then they get snagged up. And sometimes farther isn't always the key. The close cast of the boat is the thing.
And with about 50 feet of line out, they'll run probably about five to 7 feet.
Yeah, and so I knew that, you know, if I was trolling, I would do a lot of trolling 10 to 12 feet, and the bait would just, you tell me you're getting a little too shallow, so you start bumping the tops of the stuff. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll tell the guys, hold your rod up, and that'll pull the bait up to a really nasty spot or put it back down. a lot of times the fish are in the timber areas like June and stuff like that, but even right now there's fish suspended out over the deeper water, and they seem like they're at that 10-12 foot range suspended. So you can do the same thing, you know, throw the baits out, then you can actually tend to go a little bit farther back if you want, because you're not going to hit nothing, but you'll get fish out there suspended.
What type of speed you run on the bait?
You know, a lot of guys use their GPS or their gadgets to tell them how fast they're going. I tend to just go the speed of my motor, which I got a 40 horse Honda.
That's usually about 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, and if you get a bigger motor, it's going to tend to go faster.
Right.
If I'm going with the wind, I'm idling. If it's really windy, I'll just put it neutral once in a while to kind of slow it down, which is kind of nice because the baits will float up and go down.
Right.
And going into the wind, sometimes you got to speed up because it's slowing you down. But I kind of just, I can feel it in the bait. Maybe that's it. You know, I can feel the wiggle in the bait. It seems to be, I've done it long enough, I just know that that's the speed to go. And then with your surroundings, the wind and stuff like that, I just kind of adjust. But I tend to go pretty slow. The only guys that I know that really go slower are the guys that are dragging crawler harnesses and stuff, and they're really going slow, and most of them use their trolling motors just to kind of crawl along. But I go about as slow as you can possibly go with the gas motor. When the fish are scattered, I like being able to troll because you don't have to cast all that water. You can drive through and cover it, and then if you got a fish, you can actually turn around and be aware of where you're picking this stuff up. And usually the predators are going to follow the food chain. If you got a bunch of minnows jumping on top, the other thing I'm seeing an awful lot is the loons. Those loons, they could be just swimming out there, but the ones I'm seeing, they're eating. And you'll see two or three of them in a spot, and they're kind of out off the edges, and when they're diving down, up and down, up, they'll come up with chewing on stuff when they come up, they're eating. And so they usually pick the biggest pile of food that they can find, and they're right in the midst of it.
You bet. Yeah, watch your surroundings. I mean, it's just like I've always said, loons tell you a lot on the water, and seagulls and that stuff.
Seagulls, another thing. You know, you see them in the evening, and when you get in the summer pattern, you'll look at a big lake, let's say a grindstone, Couderay, round lake, and you go, like, there's a lot of open water. But then all of a sudden, there's a huge bunch of seagulls sitting in one spot. They're not looking for a nice little spot to sleep for the night. They're waiting for the stuff to come off the bottom, and they know where it's at. I don't know how. But when it comes up, they're feeding.
You bet. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for being on here. You want to give out your number for a guide bit?
Yeah, people can give me a call at 715-634-5100. Always a pleasure, John. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Well, that was interesting listening to that interview. We need to take another break and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We come back, we'll have another interview yet. I'm talking about summer smallmouth bass, and then we've got more on your outdoors.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out today, we've got in co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And, you know, smallmouth bass, we talked a little bit in the last segment about trolling and about fish suspending, get out in open lake. Smallmouth bass are famous for that on a lot of lakes, especially lakes that you have whitefish or cisco and stuff, and you know, that type of forage. They'll suspend out off structure.
They'll suspend, that's true. I'm finding right now the males are still in the rocks. We're catching males, male smallmouth in rocks, and yeah, it's something down there that they're eating. But you're right, some of the biggies, the big females, will do exactly that.
Well, you know, Jim Lindner has won some pretty big tournaments up in Canada and stuff, fishing cisco-based lakes, fishing off the structure, suspended and a few feet down, and they'll be high in the water. Let's hear what he had to say about that, catching smallmouth bass and suspended, and when we come back, we'll have a wrap-up on the show. Jim, you know, when it comes to summer smallmouth, I know one of the things that's won you a bunch of tournaments out there is catching suspended smallmouth.
Yeah, you know what, it's really interesting, you know, throughout the year, almost all different species of fish in the right lakes where you have tulabies and cisco baits or rainbow smelt, where you have a large volume of that deep open water forage, large populations of smallmouth, not only the smallmouth, but big northern pike and walleyes and even muskies in those given bodies of water intermittently suspend and follow those schools of bait fish, which is really key. And this is anytime, as soon as the spawn is over, in many of those lakes, those fish go directly out to sea.
They suspend at the depth of the structure or what, basically?
It really depends on the situation. In some cases, the fish can be suspended like 5 foot down over 25 foot of water in some cases. But the interesting thing is the fish that are 5 foot down know what's below them, and they will often sit on ledges and around things that would be regular structural features. And, you know, a lot of people would say, well, the fish are suspended, they're off in space here. No, they're not. Fish know how they move in their environment. What I'm saying is a lot of times the fish would be suspended right above a very sharp drop off, so they're vertically understand where they're at, if you're understand. And it's really interesting. We had some where we won a couple of tournaments, my brother and I, a number of years ago, and it was so odd because we caught the fish 5 to 6 feet down over 20 to 25 foot of water, and we caught them like crappies. And there wasn't one fish, and there was like a school of fish, and they were on spot after spot after spot. We'd drive around these humps. It was just absolutely stunning to me in the actual size, the average size of the fish. These are all like big, bigger, the larger smallmouth bass in the system, 3, 4, and 5 pound bass.
You're getting them on shallow water presentations or top water?
No, you wouldn't believe it. We're taking a fluke shaped bait, a VMC jig, a fluke type bait, which will be what I'd say a fluke or a shad profile, right, that's 4 inches long. You take it and put it on a quarter ounce jig and drop it directly below the boat. Fish it 4 to 5, 6, 7 feet down. A lot of times what we do is fish it about halfway down, depending on the depth. If I'm in 25 foot of water, I'll drop the bait to 12 foot. If I'm in 10 foot, I would actually, in some cases, you can't catch this, believe it or not, suspended in 10 foot, but in deeper water, what you're doing is fishing the bait about halfway down. And the fish has tremendous visibility. They can, and they're not afraid of the boat. They're not. They're not afraid of the boat. And actually, I think they use the boat as shade in some of those conditions. And it's absolutely, I'm telling you, John, you look at it and say, a lot of people would, and I first time I explained this to people, they'd look at me like, you're nuts. That was until the third tournament we won in a row sequentially. and then it got their attention really quick.
Almost like fishing crappies.
You got it. It's exactly what it is, with a larger profile bait, and that's the way we'd catch them. You were sitting on schools of fish, and the fish are, but the thing is figuring out where they're at. And sometimes you're slow drifting, almost like walleye fishing, where we're not jigging the bait up and down really erratically. A lot of times what you're doing is taking the bait and you're just putting it down and holding it there like crappies and holding it like this.
Yeah.
And you look at me and say, that is the most, it's a, and not only that, Throughout a good portion of the summer months, we also catch big northern pike and big walleyes doing this exact same thing because they're targeting that same forage base that are in the lake, and they're the really large ones. So a lot of times as the season progresses and more fish gather out on these large main lake structures, generally you're fishing around the deeper main lake basins of the lake is where you'd be wanting doing this, obviously. And cisco-based. I know you guys got a lot of cisco-based lakes around here.
Yeah, we got some, you know, and it all depends on the forage base on the lake.
Yeah.
Jim, I want to thank you for sharing that information, but it's interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. It's fascinating, and I've used it. It applies to a lot of different fishing situations. It really does, that technique, and you can see the fish on your bait. I'm just telling you, just take a fluke, 4-inch fluke, and you drop it halfway down in between the bottom. If you're in 20 foot of water, drop the bait 12 foot down, 10 foot down. Not jig it, you just drag it around, move it around like you're walleye fishing, slow drift along the edge of a sharp dropping break line, and you will be mystified. But you find out, you learn a lot about fishing. That's one of those things. It's one of those, until you experience it and you see it, then all of a sudden your eyes just like light up. You know what I mean?
Always learning. I was like Shaw Grigsby said here on radio interview, you're never the best, you're never the worst, you're always learning.
That's correct. No, that's what's so cool about fishing. You never stop learning. I know, even Al, you know, he's been out on the water how many years? And he says every time you go out on the water, you learn something new.
Jim, thanks a lot.
No, it's my pleasure. It always is.
Well, I know that was pretty interesting. I know you got one other thing or two here, Art.
Well, one of the things we reported earlier about the grouse numbers down, and the Natural Resources Board is really thinking if they're going to close the season a month early. One thing that seems to be popping up a little bit is West Nile virus. Now, they have it in Michigan. They have it in Pennsylvania. If you're going to be hunting grouse this fall, you can go to one of the our DNR distribution centers, and they'll give you a kit. It's a test kit. They're going to give out about 400 hunters kits, so they can take the blood from that animal and the heart and send it in to the DNR. They'll check it out to see if we do, in fact, have West Nile virus. It's a problem. It's something to think about. And you talk about flushing. 10 years ago, it wasn't uncommon to flush 35 to 40 birds a day. In 87, they were up to 168 flushes in a day in one of the guiding programs. Last year, that same guiding program had 18 to 20 in a day. So that really tells you something about the grouse numbers.
Well, yeah, and I think it has to do with other stuff too, habitat and everything else out there, because we didn't see as much clear-cut logging. Talking about a couple other things, I know, Desmond, you got a little thing you want to talk about today, too?
Yeah, last weekend I went out on a paddle down the Namekagon with a pretty cool program called Vets on the River. It's exactly what it sounds like.
For veterans.
Yeah, for veterans. Takes them on a paddle down the river. I think they've done the Namekagon mostly, but also a little bit on the St. Croix. They do a lot of outings where they take people out, give them a kayak, give them canoes, set everybody up with lunch. They've also got a pontoon boat where they do some of those down the river. So just a really great program. If there are any veterans that are interested in it, you can contact Jeff Butler at 715-635-8346. And he can kind of get you set up with all that. They've got a couple trips upcoming in August, August 4th, August 10th. And then in September, they've even got a 2-day, 3-night guided fly fishing trip for women veterans. So I'm hoping I can get up there and do an interview with some of the ladies that'll be on that trip.
Well, that would be great to get that in, too. It's interesting how much in that. I know Jeff works for the National Park Service.
Yes, he does. Great guy. He's worked really hard to get this program set up, get the grants to get all the boats and everything else. It's truly, truly impressive.
You know, and I know you got a couple of little things you were talking about. I see you got a big picture of a butterfly there.
Well, you know, recently I've talked about butterflies and how monarch butterfly numbers are down, but they're starting to come back, and there's about 70 groups that include the DNR and their Natural Heritage Conservation Program that are working to have more plants planted. They're anticipating to add 120 million milkweed stems in the next 15 years. So, habitat, we talk about fish. Habitat, we talk about butterflies, habitat, we talk about a lot of things. It's critical.
Well, you bet it is. We're out of time for this week, folks, and I want to remind you, if you miss a show, that show is on our website. You can go to our website, WNOradio.net, and from there you'll find links back to our Facebook page, to our YouTube page, to our podcast. So we got a lot of interesting things up there besides the radio show. Just take the time to go there and visit. We're out of time for this week, Art.
If you don't have kids and you look around and you might find a little kid who might be interested in fishing, try to take that little guy or gal out and have a little fun.
And Desmond?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you again next week.
Come on along, listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.